Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Jewel Pokrum, MD. Join Dr. Jewel each Monday at 5 p.m.
Dr. Jewel?
Okay, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, am I on now?
You're on the air.
Greetings, everyone. How are you? And welcome to the Dr. Jewel Balancing Show. And we have a lot to discuss, so let's get ready. Is everybody coming with their pads and pencils and their water? Remember, we're back. Visual, auditory, kinesthetic. So, therefore, you are seeing what you're writing, you're listening to me as I'm speaking, and because you're writing on your pad, that also makes you kinesthetic. And we are downloading all of this information through multiple modalities, brain, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. Therefore, that causes the brain to be able to use a large number of its capacity that keeps the brain balanced. Now, as you're getting your pads and pencils, I want to talk to you about something very important. For those of you who are on our balancing program, and for those of you who have completed the balancing program, it's very, very important that you understand that with all of these new neurons that you have awakened and activated in the brain, they need new information. So it's one thing to look upon the templates to activate the neurons in the brain to cause them to grow and to fully develop. But now what new information are they going to process? If you're thinking the same thoughts that you did when you had your old limited brain, then you're going to just make, literally, as we say in our corner, you're just going to make a bigger monster. You're just going to have much more brain tissue to process the same old information. And obviously, you don't want to do that. So there's unlimited information available to us, and so you want to get new information. One of the things that's so important is that now you also have to learn how do you take care of a fully balanced brain. What do you do with it? What do I need to know about a balanced brain, how to take care of it, the information I need to continuously download into it, and then what is that supposed to do for me in general and for my body? Well, the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program offers advanced discipline workshops. We offer them at least twice a year, and by doing so, we are able to bring to you the information and the lifestyles that individuals who have a completely balanced and integrated brain utilize to sustain the intelligence that they've created, to continue to stabilize their emotional body. One of the things that we enjoy, we don't have a lot of emotions. We just have passion. We love what we do, et cetera, but we don't have a lot of emotions. The things that you see on many of the TV shows, the highs and the lows, and no, you don't have any of that because when you have enough brain tissue integrated and communicating, you're able to literally make very clear choices about how you choose to reply or to respond to any event. And by doing so, nothing literally goes into the body. You're not drawing upon comparison of experience in the moment from the past that may frighten you. A balanced brain person sees the experience and it's like, okay, I have options. I choose to do A, B, C, and D. There's no rippling effect in the body, et cetera, because we have more brain tissue to really be able to be the observer in our life. Now, how do we sustain this? How do we continue what we call the neurogenesis and the reengineering of new capabilities stored in different areas of the brain, and you have to learn that lifestyle. So here we are, end of August to the 2nd of September during the Labor Day weekend. We're going to labor by going within and learning how to communicate with the body and to use our balanced brains so that we can do what? First of all, we can begin to absorb life force energy directly from the environment. Did you know that all around you, the space is full of life force energy? So when you learn how to breathe properly and with a balanced brain, you can then begin to absorb life force energy directly into the body from all surface areas. It's no big issue, but you have to learn what the brain has to know and be shown along with breathing to do that. Now, that's one of the things very important that we're teaching here at the Advanced Discipline Workshop in August. Secondly, you must begin to learn about your cosmology. How did you get the genetic information? Now, if you notice all these different movies that are coming out, they're talking about the fact that our DNA didn't come from, quote, Earth, unquote. They're saying that we have DNA that has been collected from different solar systems, different galaxies. Orion has been indicated as one galaxy. Sirius A and B as another, et cetera. And so now knowing that literally we do come from the stars as humans, well, what do you do with that information? Activating this DNA allows us to do what? what are the symptoms, literally, and the signs that we are activating new levels of DNA, and how do we live a lifestyle that allows us to experience the activation of this new genetic information into our present state of existence, and then what can we expect in the future? But to give you the cosmology, that is literally the history of events that occurred to describe why we are at a particular state that we are in at the moment, there was a lot of events that happened as to how we were able to obtain this quality of DNA, and we definitely want to give you the story. The story is a very beautiful one. You'd be surprised at how many different groups of beings have been coming to Earth for hundreds of millions of years that have contributed to the DNA that we have. This is why it's so important for you to recognize that to activate all of your DNA and to begin to exhibit all of these incredible qualities requires more than 5% brain function. And most humans walking around now are utilizing somewhere between 5 to 10%, no more. And so all you have to do is go home and turn on the news, and you can see the level of brain function that is being exhibited in general. So we have people who are very frustrated to the extent they can't express or liberate their own creativity, so therefore they are without income. They're not understanding that acknowledging their creativity, they can create a job at any time. So if someone else doesn't want to pay them for their skills and talents, they can use them for their own volition at any time they want to. However, that takes brain tissue that's activated and integrated to be able to do that. So, again, we are calling all of you who are on the balancing program or who have completed the balancing program to go to our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net, and make your deposit for the Advanced Balance Discipline Workshop that's happening the end of August up until September 2nd. We also have movies that we want you to preview and to review because they are extremely important and they tell a lot about how our environment influences particular areas of the brain, how that plays out in our life, et cetera, and many of the very unique physiological phenomena that does occur in the human body have been demonstrated in these movies, but because most people have not indulged themselves to really begin to study the body, they're not able to make the connection. So we're going to make it very clear for you these important physiological, neurologic changes and activities that you must become aware of and why they will allow you to exhibit incredible capabilities if you will acknowledge them and then begin to live the lifestyle that allows this DNA to unfold, become receptive to the cell organelles, and then the cell organelles will literally exhibit the traits and the qualities. So this is very, very important. You don't want to miss this opportunity. We're now moving into 2012. We'll be in 2012 at that time, August 28th, I think, August 28th until September 2nd. We will be in 2012. Now, many of you may be like, what is she talking about? Well, remember, you've got many different versions of time, okay, that we are accountable to. And by the Mayan calendar, 2012 does not occur until July 26th, 2012, on the Gregorian calendar, which means that we're over halfway through 2012 on the Gregorian calendar, but that is not true for the Mayan calendar. And so based on how events are unfolding, based on predictions that have been given to us for over 10,000 years, it looks like the Mayan calendar is much more correct. So to start off 2012 with information that allows you to, first of all, absorb life force energy directly from your environment. You don't have to rely on eating or being exposed to sunlight. With this knowledge and application of this discipline to now understand the cosmology that is the origin, from where your DNA has come from and the different qualities that you literally carry. And then thirdly, to be able to understand the anatomy and physiology that is so important for you to learn how to nurture so that you can be able to sustain the new brain that you've re-engineered as well as the new organelles that you can activate once you begin to trigger the activation of this DNA. So, of course, we always have a lot of fun. Our location here right outside of Georgia is wonderful, beautiful grounds, fabulous food they serve. All meals are included. And so the only thing you have to do literally is just bring comfortable clothes, fabulous, comfortable pillow, a blanket if you choose to, because this is a working workshop here. We're not just going to have a lot of lecturing. You're going to be learning the techniques, the breathing, et cetera. And so, therefore, we want you to be comfortable. Bring your yoga mat. And as we say, for those who study in the inner world, and let's get busy going within. So it's just about that time now. My goodness, time really moves, and it's time for us to have our Diamond Light update. And as you know, everyone who is going to attend this conference also needs to get their diamonds activated, those resonators that are hooked up to your light grid in your body. And as you know, all of your tissue is literally suspended on a grid of light. And we know for a fact that many of the diseases that people have is because the actual light filaments that form this grid have been damaged or broken. And so you can take medication that will cause the body not to give you a complete and thorough readout of what is going on at the present moment. Pain medication does this and many of the other drugs, but they do not repair the filaments of light that have been damaged or destroyed. Julie Appleby from Diamond Light World, that's her wonderful gift. She is what I call a tissue engineer, and she literally was born to do this work. So Julie gives us our update because right now our light grid is 100% influenced by the activities of the sun and also the planets in our solar system. A lot of people are having problems and they don't even recognize that it's due to the fluctuation in sun activity, also planetary activity in our solar system. And presently, medical science does not have the knowledge or the capability to comprehend this degree of effect on our tissues, nor can they make the diagnosis of such. Very few of us as physicians have taken the time to study the influence of planetary movement on human tissue, and so it is not a standard taught in general conventional medicine. I took upon myself personally to study astronomy and astrology, and recognizing the effects that that had on the tissue, I was able to make recommendations based on known activities that are definitely going to affect us. Well, we're being affected now intensely. And so without further ado, Julie, how are you? And give us our update, please. How are you?
Good evening, Dr. Jewel. Good evening, listeners. I'm really good, thank you, and I hope that you're doing well too. I know that we're pressed for time, so I'm just going to give a very, very brief update. The sun is obviously stepping up again. There's a brand new sunspot that is developing that is unstable magnetics, and it's actually turning Earthside. So there are predictions of M-class, which is sort of moderate to intense M-class solar flares within the next 24 hours.
Wow.
I think it's 24 to 48, so just be very aware. There has already been activity, but the flares were not directed Earth towards Earth. They were directed off into space, but even so, that they could have a glancing blow, deliver a glancing blow and an effect on Earth's geomagnetic field. So there could be some very unstable geomagnetic conditions in the next 24 to 48 hours, which means that the physical body will actually feel it, and that will, it'll jiggle up the grid. So those are times for you to be much more conscious of holding your energetic space through the diamond light grid, holding your energetic space more intently and with a great deal more focus. And one of the other things that I think is important as well, you know, Dr. Jewel, you were talking about the different influences, is the unconscious thought forms that are programmed into the planetary grids as well. So we have all of these cosmic forces going on, and then we have the unconscious thought forms programming the planetary grids, which also do influence us. And that is something that seems to have been very prevalent in the last week or so. Since the Venus transit, is that there's been a lot of stuff. Again, when we have this influx of energy through these celestial alignments that we are gifted with, whenever we have that influence, it seems to stir things up in the grid. And when it does that, it stirs things up in our emotional bodies as well. So I would say to people, be very, very aware of emotional content that is actually being brought up from within you. Obviously, with the brain balancing, we don't feel necessarily the intensity of that emotional impact the way that we used to. For those who haven't done the balancing, it could actually be much more intense. But be aware of old emotional content that is actually coming up at you, because it is your gift and your opportunity to utilize your knowledge that you've gained through all of these shows to be able to respond and deal with that situation in a different way. So old patterns, anger, frustration, things like that is being dredged up through the planetary grids at the moment, and it is affecting us.
Wow, that's something. Well, I don't know how things are going there, but I know very interesting. I was seeing earlier on the news that over the weekend here on a college university or right outside, that there was just a party, and some type of argument broke out. And I tell you, there were, you know, a couple people killed and six people injured. That was amazing over a,
gosh,
a party.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I've just been just aware of it. Yeah, and again, you know, speaking with people, that the impact on the planetary grids is actually really strong. Because the clearing out needs to happen, but in order for that to happen, we have to transform all of that stuff, and of course the majority of the population don't know how to, so they react to the emotional content that's been stirred up.
Exactly. Well, Julie, as you know, you'll have your show tomorrow. Your show is tomorrow.
Yep.
Everyone, please tune in, same time, 5 p.m., to the Diamond Light Show, and Julie will give you more detail and more updates on how these sun flares, et cetera, are really going to affect us, and just having this Venus transit that's gone on and all the other things. Please, you want to be briefed on what you need to be aware of within yourself, so that you do not bring any type of cataclysmic events to you because you were not aware of the very subtle but very powerful influences that are definitely affecting our tissues. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely, okay. Without a doubt, without a doubt.
So thank you, Julie.
Yes, and we know that the emotions do too. So there we go, Dr. Jewel, back over to you, and have a wonderful evening.
Okay, thank you. That was Julie Appleby from Diamond Light World, and she comes on the Jewel Network tomorrow at 5 p.m., so please make sure you tune in so that you can get further details about these galactic and cosmic influences that are presently affecting us. And Julie brought up something very special, again, about what the balancing program does. When you re-engineer your brain, you stimulate the neurons that are underdeveloped. Well, I guess you may say that, you know, I'm an adult. How do I have underdeveloped neurons? If you have had any type of emotional trauma from childhood, if you're living in fear, if you literally find yourself anxious all the time, et cetera, this is an example of a nervous system that is definitely under stress, and most people's nervous system is under stress because many of the neurons have not completely developed because of early childhood traumas. I'm just amazed at all of the childhood traumas that have occurred. I saw a documentary yesterday on just the exploitation of young women here in the United States and in the Washington, D.C. area. And there's just a plethora of young girls who literally have been moved into sex slavery right here in this country. And it starts as early as 11 years old. So this is a very credible station that sent out one of their visual video journalists to actually view this for herself, because the numbers were so startling, outstanding. You know, this week we were asked to support starving children, that there's some entertainers who were so appalled when they went to Africa and neighboring countries and India, et cetera, that they have going on in Congress now just a whole symposium on hungry children, on hungry children. So our symposium on the hungry children, if you didn't hear me, is going on, and it's amazing as they talk about the amount of disease on the planet and how many children are suffering from so many disorders. And, of course, many of us, because we're so busy with our own personal lives, are not recognizing, but our planet right now is very unstable, and if everyone would take a stand to develop their own brain, they literally could help many other people. So they have a wonderful logo, and that logo is help one and save many. And so the key here is what? If you help yourself, then you can help save many people, and that requires you to, first of all, balance your brain. So you can always contact us at balancing@thejewelnetwork.net. balancing@thejewelnetwork.net, or you can visit on the website www.thejewelnetwork.net and click on the tab for the balancing program and read all about it and understand what you must do to be able to be a great being in the 21st century. You've got to have access to all of your neurons. They've got to be integrated, and you have to have new information that only the new neurons can process. Did you know that many of you really are not able to comprehend a lot of what is being said here to you on many of our programs on the Jewel Network? Why? Not because you don't understand English, not because you can't read, but the neurons that you are processing most of your life through right now has a limited ability to process new information because of the degree of what you call stress and trauma they have experienced, and they have a particular chemistry that they carry that really makes the ingestion and processing of new information much more complex. So many of you are like, well, you know, my memory isn't like it is, and, you know, I'm really not able to really concentrate and hold your focus. What you're talking about are symptoms of a very overused and stressed nervous system because you have not activated more brain tissue. The Dr. Jewel Balancing Program re-engineers the brain, matures retarded growth and development of neurons, stimulates total integration. You should see those axons, how they reconnect, and the dendritic spiny protuberances. These are little hairs that are coming off the neurons that are making neighbor communications. So much more intelligent you become. Emotionally, you become like a rock. Incredible. You don't have all that drama going on, and you can hold your focus and actualize your goals. So, again, write us at the Jewel Balancing at thejewelnetwork.net. Visit the website, www.thejewelnetwork.net. Click on the Balancing tab, and don't forget, listen to the Jewel Network coming up on Tuesday, Diamond Light Show coming up on Wednesday. I'll be back with my guest with the Science of Greatness series, and stay tuned. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
you for listening to the Jewel Network. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.net. If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.